What does holding hands mean in America? That may seem like a silly question, but for many international students across the country, it's a serious one. Trying to understand another country's customs is difficult, but a new guide is hoping to provide some basic cultural understanding for international students. 100 Questions and Answers About Americans was written over the past semester by MSU journalism students. The book addresses topics like religion, education, social behavior, and slang. And joining us now to discuss the book is Marinda Valley, an MSU journalism student who worked on the guide. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much for having me.
This book is part of a larger series that focuses on cultural competence. Give us an overview of this series and its purpose.
The series of the guide is really to make anyone who has questions about other cultures, religions eventually, and ethnicities. It's to make them feel comfortable and give them answers and ideas about starting dialogue with one another. So it's really to foster understanding. I think that what lies behind the technical term of cultural competence is just open-mindedness. And if you're willing to learn about people who are different from yourself, you can learn about them and
have a better experience if
yes.
you're in it from another country.
Yes.
Yeah. How were the questions compiled for the book?
For this book, we did a little bit of planning initially, and then all of the students in the class went out and interviewed international students. We found them in different ways. We tried to be judicious and go to different events that we knew would have international students, so we weren't just picking people out of a crowd and making assumptions about who they were, but we asked them about their experience coming to the United States, the perceptions that they had before they came here, and anything that they would want to tell maybe their former selves or tell other international students who have not gotten here yet.
And once you had broken the ice with these international students, was it easy to get them to suggest questions? And
that definitely varied based on who you talked to. I talked to a lot of international students who were friends of mine, but I also talked to people who I had just met at, as like I mentioned, events at like International Student Coffee Hour. So it just depended on who you were talking to, but you have to call in your journalistic skills and get people to open up.
Now, the questions you compiled were assembled into several different categories. What were some of those categories?
They range from race to work and money, culture, health, food and family, a lot of different things were addressed in the guide.
So tell us here, you've got the book in front of you. Tell us, what does holding hands mean in America? I can't wait to hear the answer.
We answer this question by saying, this usually means that the people have romantic involvement unless it is an adult holding a child's hand. Americans tend not to hold hands or link arms with friends or relatives as people in some cultures do. And some Americans also hold hands for comfort when frightened. So we tried to give kind of a broad range of answers for
possible
them. Yes.
Possible interpretations. Now, how did you compile the answers? Did some questions really require a lot more thought and research? I would imagine some did.
Definitely. We started out with a list much longer than the 100 questions that actually ended up in this guide, and we did a lot of editing, and we cut several questions and changed things, you know, from the way that we had originally written them down. So not all of these were given to us directly by the international students whom we interviewed. Some we created ourselves from what they had told us.
We're talking with Marinda Valley. Marinda is an MSU journalism student who participated in the creation of a book, 100 Questions and Answers About Americans, and this is for international students coming to the United States so they can get a better handle on what we are all about and what our culture is all about. The way this was put together is really fascinating. Your journalism class compiled this book in just 70 days.
That's right.
The whole thing, 100 questions, 100 answers, 70 days. Talk to us about that process.
It was very swift, to say the least.
It was a lot of work?
It was, but we did it in manageable stages. So we did quick planning, and then we went out and conducted our interviews with international students. And after that, it was just a lot of editing once we had written the questions down. So We had to do everything, like I said, really quickly, and we didn't have much time to go back. So
was it a class project? I assume it was.
Yes, okay. And we divided ourselves into different groups. We had a marketing team, an editing team, and also a visuals team, which created some videos for the book. But
how many countries are represented? I mean, students from how many countries did you establish contact with?
I don't know the exact number, but we talked to students from every continent, I believe, besides, I think, actually, we did speak to someone from North America, too. So almost every continent and, you know, people from more than...
In the dozens? Dozens of different countries?
Definitely, okay. Dozens, yes.
Okay. Was there a question that you heard more often than anyone else?
Yes. One that came up frequently was... just how to make friends with American students. And a lot of people had that question.
I'm curious. You've got the book in front of you. Why don't you read us the answer there? How do you make friends with American students was the question?
Yes. How do I make American friends? And we said, take the first step by introducing yourself. To build relationships, it is important to connect with the person. In America, that means finding something in common to talk about or do together. Start a conversation with the person to get to know them. Work in an organization or on a team or in a class project that can give you a shared interest and something in common.
Has this, has your experience in this, Marinda, has this changed your understanding of American culture? Did you end up learning more than you may have realized?
I learned several things, but I think the most surprising thing that I learned was related to this idea of being unaware about making American friends, because a lot of the people who told me that they were concerned about starting relationships with Americans were actually my friends who are international students. And when I met them, they were outgoing and weren't any different from my American friends. So,
Have you always extended yourself, made yourself available to international students? Do you feel like that's just the way you've gone about being a student at Michigan State University?
I think so. That's one reason that I came to Michigan State, because it is such a large and diverse place. So that probably helps me make friends of different backgrounds.
How have, has the book been finished long enough that a lot of the international students have had a chance to look at it? Have you gotten any feedback to the book?
Not yet. We're actually having a launch party for a book at International Student Coffee Hour this Friday. So we hope to give these books to students whom we interviewed and also others who are interested in it and speak to them about their interpretation of the book.
I noticed one of the other questions in the book was, what's included in a date?
Yes, that is...
Tell us how you answered that one.
We said dating is very casual and informal in the United States. People spend time together and don't even need to call it a date. Socially, a date can be anything you both want to do. It could mean dinner, an event or entertainment, or just a walk to get ice cream. People can also get to know each other in larger groups where no one is paired off with anyone else.
Hmm. Did you find in your experience from this that there were students from some other countries that just have an easier time of acclimating to the United States?
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the challenges in creating a book like this, is because while you want to steer people away from generalizations that they might have about Americans, you also have to answer questions oftentimes with broad statements. So, you know, no one's experience is the same. Someone from Bangladesh isn't going to have the same experience here as someone from Canada. So we did our best to address that.
Are there general perceptions of Americans that the international students have that cross countries' boundaries? Are there common ones like that?
Yeah, I guess I would say that overall, international students feel that Americans are kind of contained within their own country. So in terms of cultural awareness, or just as we were talking about, the willingness to step outside of their own
comfort zone or their own context.
Yes.
We're talking with Marinda Valley, who's an MSU journalism student who was a key player in the creation of the book 100 Questions and Answers About Americans. This is for international students attending Michigan State University. Where are you looking to distribute the book?
We are going to be giving out about 100 or more copies at our launch event this Friday, but after that we are going to be sending sample copies to universities with high concentrations of international students across the country, and hopefully they'll be interested in using this for different programs at their universities. But we also have the book available on every platform through the innovative software from our publisher, Read the Spirit Book. So it's available right now for Kindle, Nook, iPad, everything. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm.
And you are, you're a journalism student at MSU. What kind of work do you want to be doing in 5 or 10 years?
I hope to be doing international reporting in the sense of foreign correspondence. So
pretty ambitious, pretty exciting line of work. Where would you like to report?
I would love to report in the South Pacific, but right now I'm, I guess, grooming myself to report in the Middle East because I'm studying Arabic.
And oh, how commendable. That's fantastic. How many people worked on the book altogether?
About 20 people did.
Okay.
But we also had, outside of our classroom, people who vetted the guide, so different experts about international relations, people from the Office of International Students and Scholars here at MSU, just to check our work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we want to thank you for joining us here on Current State, Marinda. Marinda Valley's an MSU journalism student. She is a participant in the creation of 100 Questions and Answers About Americans, geared toward international students acclimating to life at U.S. universities. Thanks, Marinda. Good luck.
Thank you very much.